雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔。今天我们请来的嘉宾依然是 Emo 畅畅老师。
Hello, this is Emo。
他刚把一块糖吐出来，因为他正在吃糖，梨味儿的。然后他还把一摞报纸往我面前一摊，说：“咱们今天来聊聊报纸上的内容吧。”我说：“你别闹了。” So no, actually, we're not going to talk about news on.、
We're not going to talk about the news
on newspaper. No, that's not fun.
That's not fun.
No, at least those on the newspaper, they're not fun.
I think you know 80% of the news are.Miserable news, right? But
could be.
Yeah, it could be. But actually, today we're going to talk about something relaxing.
对
Yeah, relaxing. So we're not going to talk, you know, from the newspaper, the information from the newspaper. But, so here is the thing. So what do you usually do to...Relax.
To relax?
Yeah.
That depends on what I have been doing for the past, I guess, 2 or 3 hours. Well, if I were doing chores at home, I would take a shower. But if I just get back from home, I would appreciate 1 or 2 episodes of soap opera.
Wow. So this is, you know, the typical, you know, post-90s.Lifestyle.
Is it?
It is.
What about your post-60s? What do you guys do?
Well, for our post-80s.
Okay.
So, I don't hang out with post-90s people. I prefer to stay alone and enjoy, you know, my lonely, isolated time. So, this is, you know, my way to relax.
Okay. So, actually, that's just Emo. She's trying to speak for the crowd, but, you know, that's just Emo.
That's just Emo for the generation. Okay. So actually, I think, so I'm still, you know, reading the newspaper when you were talking to me, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. That's good to know.
Good to know. Yeah. So there's something I got from the newspaper. It's about the movies and the books and, you know, the entertainment news. So this kind of thing. So are this kind of information making you relaxing or?
This information?
Yeah.
You mean the movie and concerts?
Exactly. I mean, just when you're reading this kind of information, does it, you know, make you usually relax?
Well, it depends. Because sometimes it makes me relax because I can take my mind off other stuff. But also, those information about movies or concerts, they're usually brief. So I couldn't stand only know parts of it. I have to go online and search and the background, the entire background of the cast, the director, the plot, everything about the movie or the musical. You know, on some level, no, it's not relaxing at all. It kind of make me to take all the information in.
Okay. I remember days ago, I went to a play. It was a play held on a bus.
Ah,
that play. actually, it was pretty interesting because before I went to the play, I was, you know, thinking for a really long time. I guess it's 2 weeks about how it would be like.So I was thinking on the bus, people are like hanging their hands on the stripes and, you know, watching someone play or acting, something like that. And I was thinking probably there's something different or special. But the thing is, when I was on that bus, there's nothing special. It's just like you don't even know...who the actresses and the actors were. You just stare and look around and everybody was guessing who's the actor and actress because there's no play. The interesting thing is people were talking to each other and people were like getting to know each other on the bus. And everybody's looking for the actor and actresses and they're trying to guess, you know, if this person she or he was talking to is the one, you know, like the actor or an actress. So I think this is the interesting part. And I think for that play, that makes me, you know, relax, even think about it, because I think there is something interesting from it, but it takes me some time to figure it out. What was the meaning of the show like this?
I still didn't figure out. You know, did the actors and actresses eventually showed up?
Well,
no.
We still don't know who they are, but there's some people with the costumes of sheep, and so got on the bus and talked to two people and sang a song and then left.
And you pay for that?
Yeah, we paid for that.
You pay for that?
But this is the interesting part. We paid before the show. But in the show, there is a part. There was the man who gave money back to everybody with an envelope.
Your money?
Yeah. So this is like
I love the highlight
of the show. Everybody got the money back. Why?
So are you paying the same amount? Everyone paying the
same
amount?
Yeah. It's like 150. So in the show, and everybody got the money back. And everybody felt so surprised. But the thing is, we didn't know who the actresses and actors.
Where did you get the bus? Did they get a deserted bus or a new bus?
You mean how did they get the bus?
Yeah.
They rent a bus. And actually, the bus was running around the second ring road, running around for 4 hours.
It's just like a normal bus ride. I mean, you can have more conversation, you know, with aged ladies.
Exactly.
And you can race each other towards the seats on a normal bus ride. But I guess that sounds fun. That's a very creative idea. It's very unexpected, but very creative.
Here is the keyword I'm looking for. So when you want to relax, you are looking for something unexpected. So that's probably the way how people relax, I think.
I guess I would always look for something I'm pretty familiar with. Sometimes I feel uneasy and kind of nervous in a new environment to meet new people.
You do?
I do.
I think you make other people, you know, uneasy and nervous.
Kind of hard to believe. This is what I do every day. I go out and meet different people and do interviews and read about their stories. But honestly, I feel nervous. Well, especially when I'm eating with people I don't know very much or don't know very well, you know, I tend to strike up conversations with them, you know, in order to fill the awkward silence. So, you know, I guess my blood has all pumped into my brain to figure out what to talk about.
What to talk
about? So I lost my appetite. So whenever I'm eating with a stranger or just someone that just knew, I kind of feel uneasy. I just don't feel comfortable eating with people I don't know. You know, because when you're eating with the people that you know, like your friends, not talking, it's all right. But if you're eating with a stranger, not talking is not all right. But you don't think so.
You mean the ugly stranger or, you know, the beautiful and relatively handsome stranger. It matters to me. If I'm eating someone relatively uglier, I would be really relaxed.
So that you got all the confidence. That's sneaky. So I'm so sorry. The first couple of times that we met and we have lunch or dinner together, I put so much pressure on you. I'm so sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. So just deal with it.
Wow, shameless.
Well, for me, it doesn't matter if that person is good looking or not. It's just they make me feel nervous and uncomfortable equally.
Equally, okay. But I still remember the first few times when we were eating together, things were okay, right? You ate a lot, actually.
I didn't really remember. Oh,
you ate a lot.
Probably I'm in a familiar, the restaurant that I go to very often. Well, at least something is familiar. That's actually half of my appetite that day. I could eat more, you know, if you weren't there.
So I think eating is another way to relax.
Yes.
So now we have different ways to relax, like eating, like reading the entertainment news, and, you know,
being on the bus
and talking to strangers. Also, it could be, you know, something happened unexpectedly. So it's like, you know, meet some new people or to attend the new events or attend this kind of, you know, the show, the play, something new for you. So this is the ways to relax. But You know, other than this, is there any other way to relax?
Yes, with time.
And kill time.
I think of something like a joke. It's like, what is a belt made of what? It's like a tricky question.
So, what is it?
It's a waste of time.
我觉得特别好笑，我像你一样笑了很久，可能比你短一点点，笑的时间短一点点，但我觉得特别好笑。
What's a belt made of what? It's a waste of time. I remember when I was little, whenever I idle around, my mom would often come and say that you're wasting your time, that I'm an adult.Sometimes when I'm doing the same thing that I did when I was little, I would still warn myself that I'm wasting my time. And then one day I came across a saying is that the time that you enjoy wasting is not wasting at all. So I think that's something that actually, you know, put me at ease. I don't feel that, the struggling inside very much. Because I think now that wasting time is alright, because I enjoy wasting time, just like I enjoy a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. I enjoy wasting the time doing nothing or doing nothing with meaning.
Actually, a few days ago, I watched the TV show. It's about old actors from mainland China, mm-hmm. and another two old actors from Taiwan and Hong Kong. So these four people, the old men, so they went to the Europe together, have the trip. And so in this trip, two men from Hong Kong and Taiwan actually wanted to enjoy a cup of coffee, and they wanted to see the sunrise, sunset, just like, you know, wasting their time there. Actually, what they wanted pissed these two old men from the mainland China pissed them off. They can't believe, you know, you are in another country and taking a trip. Why don't you take more photos and just looking around? So they actually fought with each other, you know, over this.
I do. I mean, that's actually what happened to me and my mom all the time. Whenever we're visiting somewhere new or different, she couldn't even take her eyes off the screen, off her cell phone. She's constantly taking photos and constantly ask me to, you know, look at the camera, pose for the camera.
But what else can they do? What else can they do?
You know what else they can do? They can go back home and appreciate those pictures. And to relive those moments again, again, again.
But here's the thing I hate. You know, sometimes when I visit a friend's home, it's mm-hmm. a friend's almost in my age. Mm-hmm. So it's younger than 30.
You don't have to stress that. Nobody needs to know.
So my friend, it's a girl or it's a boy, insists showing me the pictures she or he took in different trips. And after showing all these pictures, they're trying to show me the picture of their parents from their young age, and sometimes the grandparents. So I think,
I know that kind of feeling. I mean, you weren't there. You cannot feel exactly the same way. And you have to force a smile.
I have to force a smile. Yeah. I hate this part. Yeah. I think, you know, this is how they value the pictures, mm-hmm. and they think this is a way of communication. Mm. So I guess that's why, you know, this parents' generation or the grandmother's, you know, their generation wants to really, you know, value this way of taking a trip. What else can they do, right? So this is the way they actually relax.
I guess there's another reason behind that. I mean, my mom is always like to look at the pictures from time to time. My father, my dad, he always has this nostalgia feeling with him. So he would often say, well, I have to take picture so that in 20 years I can look back.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of mood killer. You know, you're enjoying a trip and now you're thinking about your 20 years later and he's 60 or 70, then I'm 40. It's kind of sad, but, you know, I try to stop him, but then, you know, I can see that he's disappointed, or sometimes he wouldn't talk to me about being disappointed or being unsatisfied, but, you know, I just can see it in his eyes. After that, I wouldn't stop him anymore. Just let him take as much pictures as he can. I mean, if he enjoys that, if that makes him relaxing.
I got some friends from Korea and Japan. Mm-hmm. We were together talking. It was a few days ago. We were talking about the parents, their generation, and everybody got the feeling they've got no other hobbies. the only way for them to enjoy the retirement life,you know, find the way to kill time. So since they don't have any hobbies, the only way for them to get the beautiful memories, having this trip and take photos,it seems the people in our generation are a bit of worried about the parents.
We are worried. I mean, we're the only child. What if we move to somewhere else? And, yeah, what if we're
just... How responsible we are.
We are very... We are very... Yes. Sometimes, you know, you kind of feel guilty if you don't do this. And, I think, well, for them, you know, when they don't have the hobbies, they kill time by, you know, rush their children into marriage or to build up a family, to have more babies, so that they can take care of, their grandsons and granddaughters. You know, in a way, they kind of feel like it's an amendment for their 30s or 40s, you know, looks like something they want to make up for their children, but they never got the chance, and they, you know, want to treat their grandson or granddaughters nicely,
oh.
That I kind of spoil them. I don't know. You know, I just don't know why people behave differently around their grandchildren. You could be really harsh and strict with your own child, but for grandchildren, it's a different story. Even with the dogs, with the dog in a family, it's a totally different attitude.
Have you ever thought about, you know, how would you value your, you mean, the days of now in 20 years or, you know, even 10 years? Well, how old do you value this? Because I'm thinking, we're thinking our value and everything is correct and, you know, it's reasonable. Sometimes the only way compared with the parents' way. What would you think of this, you know, in 20 or 30 years?
I wouldn't know. But when I was in primary school, my dad insists that I should keep a diary so that I can look it back, like the good old days when I was still having a childhood. But I guess, you know, I
diary? Did you keep that?
It's a different story. I mean, they asked to keep a diary, but I've got nothing to write. I mean, I didn't know what a diary is because, you know, when I was little, when I was young, I didn't know if that happened to everybody, but I just don't feel like there's anything worth documenting. You know, I just spent the day, I had fun. Why would I have to write about it? But I guess in middle school or in high school that I really have some secrets. I don't want to tell my parents.
Yeah. Read your diary secretly behind your back.
You know, I've read about articles online about those parents, just those parents. They read their children's diary and they correct the words for them, correct the misspelling and stuff like that. Well, my mom did that. It's kind of, you know, when I found that out, I was just shocked. I was standing there. I couldn't move for like a minute. I was just so shocked. How something like that actually happened.
That's the way
That's
for
so
them to relax with your parents.
So embarrassing. And then I just wouldn't, you know, after I found out that my journal was discovered, I just feel kind of unsafe. I had another
embarrassed. I can really felt the feeling because when I was like your age, I mean that age, not now. Yeah, I was writing the journal. It's really a journal with the notebook, but with a log actually.
You got a log?
A log, but it's the log with the code. So actually, my mom decoded it.
How many digits did you have?
I guess it's 2 digits.
That's kind of, that sounds really hard. You know, I mean, if you give me like 24 or 48 hours, I wouldn't decode it. So just go ahead.
But it was really, you know, it meant a lot to me, that journal.
Yeah, I understand.
But since my mom opened it and I found it, I always stop the digi in a place I actually remembered. It's always like, you know, one or two, you know, or I just, you know, try to adjust it to every time the new one. So when I close the journal, so I remembered where I stopped the digits, you know, but you know, my mom was really stupid enough to let me discover that.
She didn't put it back the way it was.
No. She didn't remember. So I felt so bad.
My mom did. My mom put everything back exactly the same way. So I didn't find that out until, you know, I was reading my journals from the past. So I just found out there's a circle and there's a correction with a pencil. Not a red pen, but a pencil.
I was so embarrassed and I felt my face burning because of the blood rushing into my face.
Wow.
And my brain was so, I kind of feel like fainting for a while. It's just so embarrassing because that was my secret. Now I wouldn't mind about telling my secrets. It was just a crush on a guy. But then, you know, back in middle school, I didn't even tell my friends about that. And now that you know about it and you pretend there's nothing happened, it's kind of creepy, you know, living in a, you know, I have a secret and you know my secret and you kept it as a secret. It's, everybody's living in secrets. I don't like that feeling.
And everybody hated that when, yeah. I mean, when we were in that age.
So would you do that to your child if you, you know?
No.
Even if that you found that he's behaving kind of strange or mysterious lately, but you have no way to find out what he's been up to lately.
I think you need to trust and believe. Even now, I've got my boyfriend and, you know, he's writing a diary or journal.
Yeah.
And he keeps a little iron box with a lot of, you know, the secret letters and love letters. And a lot of souvenirs, you know, from, you know, what age,
yes,
from memory, so. I don't know. But I never open that and read it. I think we need to respect and to trust each other on these kind of things.
True, exactly. I guess that's also the, like, how you bring up a child. I mean, if you bring him up like a trustworthy man or raise him to tell the difference between right and wrong, then you would understand and you would believe that at that age he would have the right judgment.
Exactly, and I think this is the way for us to relax and complaining, you know, griping about the parents.
I was hurt deeply, and I wouldn't do that to anyone.
Oh, so I love this way to relax. I think this
reading
is the
other people's journals.
No. I'm just talking about griping about the parents.
Yeah, we love griping and we love complaining. We got no place else to do this, so we do this ourselves. So enjoy our gripes, everybody, and we believe that you all got your gripes. So if you'd like to share with us, please contact us on Sina Weibo, 大学生英语在线, or WeChat question of the day, or you could friend Emma on WeChat.
So my WeChat is 3-ET, so I'm going to spell it. It is THREE-ET, so we're going to be friend with me on the WeChat.
Mm-hmm. 我们明天见。
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.So many feet go in so many ways. People passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching it. Nobody told me what to do. I can't stop breaking all.Other people watching me.
爱奇艺大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思口语部分的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。 下面请听中国梦主题新创作歌曲展播歌曲，姚贝娜演唱的《天耀中华》。
我是多么的幸运，降生在你的怀里，我的血脉流淌着你的神奇和美丽，那仁慈的情谊，那温暖的回忆，你对我的恩泽感动天和地，从来不曾放弃你，因为希望埋在心底，追寻自由的勇气，多少年云涌风起，幸福是没忘记，痛苦中曲折你，我的灵魂紧紧跟着你呼吸。
Expect